I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. I've got a goal and a dream and I want to achieve it.
Ha ha. Lots of people in the world have goals and dreams, don't we? We want to do something, go somewhere, achieve something, have something. Why is it that some people achieve and some people don't? Why is it that some people do and some people don't? And what's the difference in headspace? So if we start with the simple one, which is I refuse to fail. And a lot of people are scared of failing, but the only definition of failure, if you turn it upside down, inside out, is that you gave up. So if you never give up, you can never fail. So something that really hits me hard when I come out here, then there's two things with my garden. I have lots of trees and logs that used to be growing somewhere else. They were blown down, chopped down, fell down into a river or a lake, ended up on the lakeside where I go and collect them, and now they're being used in my garden, which means they're very, very useful. There are elite athletes, and this is a really bizarre comparison, but there are elite athletes who decided they wanted to win a gold medal at Olympic Games or a world championship. They got injured or got hurt, and God forbid, some of them, they lost limbs. And although they didn't go to the Olympic Games or the world championship in the original sport that they started with, they've ended up still winning an Olympic Games gold medal or a world championship. They just changed their sport to suit what happened to them. So there's a really great question. Doesn't matter what your goal or dream is, if you decide that you're never going to give up, does it matter which way or which pathway you get there? So if the goal is gold medal, achievement, whether you do that by swimming or running or snow skiing or riding a bike, does it matter? And there's a couple of elite athletes that come to mind. We had a young lady in our life who was a really good runner, like a really good runner. And there was a possibility that she could go to the Olympic Games as a 100-meter sprinter. But she got injured, and on recovery from her injury, she started bike riding to try and get her knee sorted. Turns out she was a much better bike rider than a runner and ended up at the Olympic Games winning a gold medal. Yay! Still achieved the goal, just in a different way. There are people who were told you can't, and I've got a great story of a young guy who was told he was not smart enough to become a doctor. I met him on a train in Melbourne and he'd just been accepted into medical school. And he was quite mature. And as he looked really happy and excited. So of course I went up to him on the train, a complete stranger, but I said, "Hey mate, you look really happy. What's going on?" And he said, "I've just been accepted into medical school. I took the long route to get here. They told me in high school that I wasn't smart enough, so I just scraped into university to do a Bachelor of Arts degree. I transferred from Bachelor of Arts degree into a medical, I think biomedical science, and then I transferred from biomedical science into medical school. And here I am, an old guy, but I'm going to medical school and I'm really excited." See, he was told that he couldn't. He was told it wasn't possible, but he just found a way. And that's all I'm asking, because I work with, deal with, have to try and motivate people every single day that have been told, "You can't, it's not possible, it won't work for you." They believe that ridiculousness and they give up. And there lies the challenge, isn't it? If you give up, you will fail. If you never give up, you can't fail. Now, the other reason I love coming into the garden is I decided I wanted to have a dam for my dogs to swim in. And there's a very quick story to that. I've got four dogs. My two little girls love going to the lake and swimming in the lake or the river. But my two little boys, which are rescue puppies, they hate getting in the car because they were thrown out of a car. They were rescued because they were thrown out of a car. I'm sharing that with you because I just hate what humans do to animals. But I wanted those dogs to be able to swim, but they won't get in the car to go to the river or the lake. So let's build a dam. Now, behind me is what we call the pondal. It's not a dam yet. It's not in New Zealand, it's called a pond that you can swim in. It's a puddle, but it's much bigger than a puddle now. We probably should rename it because there's a little bit more water in there than we expected. We're in a drought at the moment. Everybody said you'll never be able to have a pond at this time of the year. You'll never be able to have water on that property. There isn't any there. But I found a way, because if you give up, you fail, and I'm not a giver-upper, so I can't fail. I'm sharing all of this with you because if you're a parent, a teacher, a coach, a boss, or a leader, and people come to you and say, "Can I?" First of all, what right would any of us have to steal somebody's dream? Because there's too many stories of people that were told that they can't, like the young guy that was told he couldn't be a doctor because he wasn't smart enough, and now he's been accepted into medical school. There are too many people that were told you're not skilled enough, you're too tall, too short, too fat, too skinny, you can't do it, and they've gone and done it anyway, versus the people that believe, "I can't do it," because somebody told them that. So there's two parts to this. Please don't tell people can't. It's a horrible word, a filthy, disgusting word. And how do we know that that person can't? What if we encourage them and come up with a better statement, which is, how can I? Don't you just love that? You can't versus let's work out how you can. Can you? Let's work it out. So that's if you are in a leadership role. And if you've got a goal or a dream or there's something that you want to do in your life, why would you let somebody steal your dream? Why would you let somebody say you can't? Now, plenty of people told me I can't have a dam for my dogs. We've got one and it's getting, well, we might even get some free water and the dam will fill up even quicker. There are those elite athletes that were told you won't be able to run again, but they went and cycled instead. You won't be able to, another classic example is a race car driver that lost both of his legs and he ended up being a Paralympic world champion skier. Yes, he lost his legs. What a horrible thing to happen. But he had a winning attitude. He said, I'm not going to fail at wanting to be an elite athlete. I just have to find a different way and a different sport to be an elite athlete in. Why do we give up? And as an adult, why would we set an example for our future adults that there is even an option to give up? I love sport. I love business. I love the people. And this is very selective and contradicting, controversial. But I have no respect for people that give up because there are so many people that were told, you can't, it's impossible, it won't work, and they never gave up, even though they were told all of that rubbish. So is it possible that you, for your own self-respect, if somebody tells you that you can't, what a great thing to prove them wrong. And it's not because you want to prove the person wrong, but why would you let somebody control your life, steal your dreams, stop you from doing something because they believe that you can't? And there's the people that say that, there's usually in their defense, they might be your parents or your friends or your family who love you and they don't want you to fail, so they tell you that you can't do it. But here's a great question. Have they done it? Because why would you take advice from somebody who hasn't done what you want to do? Because they don't know that it can't be done because they haven't done it. There are other people that have tried to do it and failed because they gave up. So why would you listen to them? It doesn't mean that you can't do it. It just means that they can't do it because they gave up. And there are plenty of athletes who have had injuries, horrible things happen to them. They've given up and given up on their dream. Do we get to choose? I believe we do. And the reason I share that is I've got too many stories and too many experiences of people that were told, no, can't, won't work, impossible. And they've just proved that ridiculous notion wrong. So if you want to achieve, you can. If you want to be successful, you can. If you want to be good at a sport, you can. It doesn't matter how much talent you've got. You can practice and plan and train and educate and get good at something, even if you're not good at it now. So whatever it is that you want to do, don't let somebody steal your dream. Whatever's happening in your life, if this is your goal, let's make sure that you achieve it rather than have somebody steal your goal. Because life is too short to have somebody tell you that you can't. Live your life to the max. Super-duper-doo, how are you? Living my life to the max. Achieving goals every single day. Woo-hoo!